Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC, used with permission.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's listen to some of the confessions that people are hanging their hats on and saying, oh yeah, this is accurate.
I think maybe I'm losing my mind, but I'm not sure.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No. So they allowed you to call, or have you been able to and just couldn't?
Great. This is the part where it gets weird.
Yeah. I'm right here.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on, hon?
I don't know. I just think maybe I've lost my mind.
Oh. No, honey. We've all lost our minds at this point.
So Brad and so I can trust Brad and Andy then?
Yes, you can, sweetheart. Yes. Let's not talk about anything that we don't need to, but no, there are lawyers, honey. There are lawyers.
Well, I need to tell you something anyway.
Okay. Are you sure you want to talk to me over the phone?
I think I have to.
Okay.
I need you to know that I did this.
What? No. There's no way. There's no way, dear.
Love me.
Dear, there's no way. Okay.
I hope you still love me.
I always will go love you, honey, but no, you have not done anything. And I think you are not well. So you don't need to be saying you did something you didn't do.
Well, hon, this is the first time I've been able to talk to you and I've been trying forever.
Were you just not allowed to call me, or?
I don't know what's going on, hon.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to lose my mind now, though.
Don't. I'm supposed to be meeting Brad here for some reason, so. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about that.
I've been asking for personal visitation, and that's not going through. And
I know.
Then it's taken me. Feels like it's taken me forever.
You have one.
What has gone on in his mind? Where this does obviously not sound like the same guy that we heard at the beginning of this.
No.
He's so monotone, just so broken. I mean, no emotion in anything he's saying. What's happening?
He's confused, and that's a sign of psychosis. He says very clearly, I feel like I'm losing my mind. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what reality is anymore. And at the same time that these confessions started happening, these are from my notes during the trial, crying, screaming, drinking toilet water, drank bottle of hot sauce, urinated on his sleeping mat. My wife stated, my wife is dead because of what I did. Masturbating while singing Don't Let Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. On floor mumbling, stuffing papers in the toilet. He was eating pages of his Bible. You know, this is a person who's had a psychotic break.
Yeah.
And no supposed confession given by a person who is delusional and confused and doesn't know what reality is, we can't consider that a confession. And it's bizarre to me that there are clinical psychologists on YouTube who still think he's guilty because they should know better.
It's insane. I mean, this is just... What I got, and I'm wondering what your opinion is of it, because I was wondering, when he is very monotone and when he is stating that he did it, mm-hmm. it sounds like he's reading something. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was almost wondering if there's somebody there with a notepad going, let him say his spiel so it sounds human, and then,
sure,
I need you to know that I did this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It feels... It sounds like someone who's reading something, you know, and I question if he's even in a mind state to be able to read something. But I did find that very bizarre, because it didn't sound like it was coming from him. It sounds like you're going to say this to your wife on the phone. And that's how we're going to get your confession, because they weren't going to get it by sitting him down and having a conversation. Although at this point, they might have been able to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it just,
sure possible. But the change in emotional tone, the change in affect is, again, classic psychotic break. Yep. You know, the person, they're just not themselves in any way. They don't experience the world the same way. Their thinking is disorganized. And that's why we can't believe what they say. They tell bizarre stories. I mean, he said during the same period of time that he had killed his grandchild. He doesn't have a grandchild. So... Yeah. You know, he would confess to basically anything at this point.
And he said at the beginning he would. He said, I will do anything. I will. I can't explain what's going on. If it's too hard, I'll tell them whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like he's just strictly operating on survival. And his brain's like, say whatever. One more and then we'll wrap up. This is, I believe, to his mom.
I killed Abby and Libby.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't, Darren.
Yes, I did.
Don't say
that. I don't know why.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't, Darren. You're not feeling well. There's mm-hmm. something wrong. They've messed up your meds or something there.
No, I mean, I evidently did it.
No, you didn't. Why would you say that?
Because maybe I did.
No, you didn't, dear.
I think I did.
No, you didn't. They are screwing with you there, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. There's something wrong. They are messing with you. They are messing with your mind.
Did Dad tell you I called?
Yeah.
What did I say to him?
I don't know. I talked to your mom, but she called me in, and we're just worried about you because something's not right.
Is there a way to talk to Dad?
No, honey. I'm not with them right now. And there's something wrong. They're screwing with you there.
What did I say to Dad?
They have done something to your food, or they've done something to your meds. And there's something wrong. Don't you ever say you did anything, because I know you didn't.
I think I did.
No, you didn't. Why would you say that?
Because I think I did.
No, you didn't. You know you didn't.
I wish I could say I didn't. I don't know.
You don't know. See, exactly. There's something wrong. They're screwing with you. They're trying to get you to say things. They're trying to mess with your mind.
No, I deserve it, I guess.
Break that one down.
Yeah, he's confused. And again, he doesn't know what reality is. It's obvious psychosis. He doesn't know if he did it or not because he's been told for so long he did it. He's psychotic. He can develop delusions, You know, he truly doesn't know. Maybe I did. I don't know. Evidently, I did it. You can't call that a confession.
How are these allowed into court as being confessions? I mean, my God. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then you have the psychologist, and obviously we had issues with her, with trying to, you know, be part of the media sphere on this. I mean, we were all very frustrated on this case to begin with. Now that we are able to see and hear mm-hmm. these pieces, mm-hmm. oh my God.
And I don't think most people understand psychosis, unfortunately. And that's one of my passions in life, is trying to explain that it's a brain illness.
Yeah.
It's biology. And when people are delusional, when they're hallucinating, you know, it's not their fault, but you certainly can't believe what they say.
No. And we can see the direct path of breaking someone down on this. That's really what we've watched. If you're watching the entirety of this segment, we went from a guy who was very, you know, chipper, like, I didn't do this. Like, you can't prove it because I didn't do it, to right. this. And you could do that to anybody if you had the power, if you could control where they're doing, what they're experiencing, when they're sleeping, when they're not sleeping, where they're sleeping, how they're sleeping, what they're eating. And he's highly medicated too.
Yeah.
And that's somehow a valid confession in Delphi, Indiana. Mm-hmm. It's not a place I'd want to have be accused of anything.
Definitely.
Because my God. Mm-hmm. So that's happening in the United States of America, everyone, in Delphi, Indiana. This is a case, if you want to get behind something where a wrongful conviction and a family has been destroyed and lives ruined, and there's plenty of people out there who have done it and they're just walking free, this would be the case to pay attention to, and we will continue to watch it.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.